So, in the light of yesterday's comprehensive spending review, the CSR as it's become known, we're asking this morning whether or not the welfare state is a thing of the past. The Chancellor announced cuts of a further £7 billion from the welfare budget. £7 billion. That's on top of the £11 million already announced. Have we relied on the state for too long? And is it time to stand on our own two feet? Well, let's get an insight, first of all, into where the welfare state came from and where we're going. I'm joined this morning by Professor Mark Harrison from the School of Economics at the University of Warwick. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start by defining our terms, I suppose. First of all, where the welfare state came from.
It came after the experience of the Great Depression in the 1930s and World War II. There was a strong feeling that the state needed to do more to look after people from cradle to grave, as it was said. And the system that was set up after World War II was really based on the idea that everybody should receive benefits in case of need, but at a low and flat rate. Income transfers, old age pensions, and so on.
And where are we with it today?
Well, on the surface, everything should be much simpler today because we're much richer than we were in the 50s. And we all live longer, healthier lives. But one problem is that childhood and retirement have both become a much more important part of people's lives. In 1950, a lot of people left school at 14. Now many don't enter the workforce until they're 21. And then they hope to retire earlier than in 1950. In 1950, most males died before they reached retirement. Today they can expect to retire for 10 or 15 years, and that imposes a huge additional burden upon the working population. So entitlements have risen much faster than we have become richer, and I think that is now a huge problem for us.
Obviously, of course, we've had this comprehensive spending review. The papers are really going for it as far as welfare is concerned. Some saying, you know, the welfare state's been too generous in the past, but many of the papers today view the cuts as a dismembering of the welfare state. Would you go with that?
I think the welfare state of the future will be much smaller. There's clearly a big change in size taking place. In some ways, I think the change in principles is surprisingly slow. As I see it, there's a gradual change, an erosion of the idea of universality, and certainly a return to the idea that benefits should be at a relatively low level. I think in some ways the change is slow, because, for example, a number of universal pensioner benefits are being retained, things like winter fuel allowances and bus passes and so on. But in other areas of the welfare budget, I think it's clear that there's a sharper idea that we should distinguish between the deserving and the undeserving poor.
And isn't this, and poor is the word, isn't it? Because as far as things like poverty and welfare benefits are concerned, we're richer than ever in a broad sense. So
yes.
I suppose it depends on how we define poverty. Are people poor now if they don't have a refrigerator or a washing machine or a plasma screen? I mean, it's, I suppose it comes down to that whole essence of what is poverty.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we do think of poverty as relative. And I think in some sense, you think of poverty as deprivation. Somebody who doesn't have a television or access to the internet can't take part in society today.
Sure.
In a way that was completely irrelevant 50 years ago.
Mm.
So relative poverty is important.
Do you think the comprehensive spending review that we've now had raises issues around fairness?
Absolutely. And I suspect that one key to the philosophy is this idea that we can distinguish between those that are poor through no fault of their own and those who bear some share of responsibility for their poverty. And it seems clear to me that in the future there will be, love will be tougher for parents that don't work and for pensioners that haven't saved.
Well, it's interesting, Professor Mark Harrison, the thing I've been hearing over the last 24 hours or so is this standing on our own two feet more.
Yeah.
But if you are living in a deprived area and you can't get work, it's very difficult to stand on your own two feet. And that's where the state should come in, surely.
One way to think about this is that we are one of the richest countries in the world, despite our present difficulties. And the reason that we're rich is not particularly because of government. It's because we're a private enterprise economy in which business has succeeded and succeeded again and remade itself over many generations. And I think that one of the objectives of the current realignment is to make more room for that business economy to pick things up. It can't work, I think, if the government is seen as solely responsible for giving everybody a job. But it's also true that moving more in the direction of a private enterprise economy is going to be painful. So
there's pain ahead, yeah. Whatever. But do you see, ultimately, you know, if we sort of stood loftily over the welfare state looking down on it, do you see it as shrinking and that really we are, as a nation, going to have to stand on our own two feet a lot more?
I think there is going to be a move in that direction. Of course, we should worry about those who won't be able to. But at the same time, I think it is moving in that direction for reasons that historically look quite powerful.
Professor Mark Harrison from the School of Economics at the University of Warwick, thanks very much indeed. What do you think? Do you agree with the comprehensive spending review and this what appears to be a shrinking of the welfare state? 0845 900 5200. Tell me what you think.